Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 231. This is the show where we talk about Android apps. Four guys on the show. Scratch that. Three guys on the show today. And we're just going to go around and we're going to bring some apps. And hopefully you guys will hear what we're talking about and be like, dude, I never heard of that app before. Thank you guys so much for telling me about it. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get right into it. Let's start with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. Everything's going pretty good. Definitely getting my retro gaming fix. How about yourself?
Yeah, man. Daniel was rocking it on Monday's episode. He's like he's intense, and he like the stuff he creates is just, it sounds incredible. Like, that's why I love having developers on, because we bring people on who are talking about the future, like what's about to come out, what's going to come out, what trends are going to be set. So it's cool, really cool that we have people like that on.
Yeah, and I'll say sometimes it is better to know how the sausage is made.
It's true. Mm. It's informative. It is. It's like watching how it's made, Android style.
Exactly.
Well, thanks to Eric for scheduling him. And I'm talking about Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Just managing, man. You know me.
The manager. You manage stuff like a boss.
Thank you.
Dora, why don't you start us off with some app action for today? What do you got?
Okay, well, first, prerequisite. We had Peter on last week from Urban Droid with Sleep is Android. I immediately after the show went scouring and looking and finding comparison charts on all the different types of Android Wear, Android watches, because I really do want to test his app out, and by test his app out, try it, buy it, see how much it helps. I don't mind getting woken up early like some other people say on some other show if I feel better. I can be an hour early as long as I feel better.
You know what? I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm the same way. It was only after listening to him, I'm like, sometimes less sleep is more. Like, I've like, since that day, I've been waking, depending on what time I wake up, I'll stay up and be like, my body wants to wake up now, I better get up. Yeah.
You know, that was literally on like the morning news this morning too, that they said, well, maybe 8 hours of sleep is not ideal. It could be seven. It's weird.
Everybody is different. Aspirin affects everybody a little bit differently. It just happens that for the majority of people, it helps with aches and pains or headaches. Okay. For some people die because of it. Let's just feel like that. And unlike, I would say, on This Week in Google, where they almost complained because they got woken up early from the app, I'm like, no, I'm not going to complain about it, because I went and researched this app before I'm trying it. And I talked a lot to Peter, and he said by far the best performing watch for his app is a Pebble watch. So I went on your and my favorite website, Swappa, and I bought a Pebble, I believe it's first gen watch, just a regular Pebble watch for $85. This thing is like perfect condition new.
Wow. How much do they run normally?
I want to say now they are like 150.
Wow.
120 maybe, best case scenario. So it's like close to half price.
Awesome.
But I ordered the phone of the watch, but then of course I needed to know, where's it at? Where's it at? I need it. Where's it at? Because as soon as you buy something like this, you want to know what's going on. Is it being held up in Albuquerque? Is it lost in New Mexico, kind of thing? And I just did a general search for track packages in the Google Play Store. Went through like four or five, and this is the one that I found that at least I liked. And this comes with a disclaimer. If people out there have a better app, email the show, tell us what's a better app, because I want the best app. This one, I will say, worked good. It's just called Package Buddy. Package Buddy, basically, you just open the app, you copy paste in the tracking number. It automatically determines what service it's using, so it knows if it's FedEx, UPS, what, literally, the list was like 50. Different types of carriers. It was insane how many carriers they...
It looks like more. It looks like close to 100 or at least.
It's literally crazy how many different carriers there are, and including local type carriers like Japan Post, Korea Post, FedEx UK.
How about it even has Calissimo? I guess that's Italian. I guess it's
Oh, you're right. Yeah. And you can give your package, of course, a title, a label. You can call it whatever you want. So I just called mine, because I'm so inventive, Watch. Which is kind of a double in entendre, I think is the word, but whatever. Okay. So via the app, I was able to get updates and see where my package is at. It's here. It's there. It's got transfer there at this time. It's out for delivery here. And then at work today, I saw, ooh, it's delivered.
Ah.
The rest of the day, anytime somebody said something to me, you know, all I heard was pebble, 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 pebble. Because I knew when I got home, I was going to have a new toy to play with.
How is it?
The app?
The watch.
The watch. The watch, I've only had it active for 4 hours. It's what it says it is. It's a watch. I mean, if you look at the face, it has the time on it. That's amazing. And you can get notifications on it. It's not a touch screen. Here's the only, I think, negative compared to most modern, quote unquote, Android Wear watches, is this is not touch screen. This has physical buttons on the side, which I'm not against at all. It's really a lot lighter than I thought it was going to be. It's a little bit thicker, you know, than your Swatch watch or your Casio calculator watch.
You know, that everybody's wearing these days.
Yeah. One that dials on a payphone for you.
Exactly. But okay, now here's a real gimmick. This will last, he said, 7 full days between charges. Virtually every other Android phone, including the newest hotness, crazy, woo, it's all a hot new phones, they get, he was saying, 2 to 3 days.
Phones or watches, did you mean to say?
Well, I'm sorry, watches. I keep saying phone.
2 to 3 days?
Yeah, 2 to 3 days at most. And he said, even though he's pinging the sensors as hard as he pings them on the Pebble. So Pebble's doing something right with their sensor, battery usage, yada, yada, yada.
And their pingers.
Well, I just think it's the monochrome colors, you know, and the lack of touchscreen probably helps a lot with battery.
Yeah, good call.
Touchscreen shouldn't affect battery, I would think, but I don't know. But, and I will say it does light up, but I almost like the fact that it really doesn't light up a lot. That, so if I am rolling around in bed and I hit it, if it lights up, it's not going to wake me up. It's so bright.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully here in a week, I will have at least a preliminary report.
I can't wait.
And to be quite honest, what I literally saw myself doing from the beginning is I buy the watch. I try the app. 2 weeks, 3 weeks after trying the app, I should have an idea of what's going on, if it's working or not.
And let me guess, Pebble goes on Swappa.
Yes. Yes, it probably will. And it's only because I'm not going to wear this thing to the mall. I'm not going to wear this thing to work. I'm not going to wear it to meetings. I'm not going to wear it in the movie theater. I'm not going to wear it when we go out to eat. I'm not going to wear it to pick up the kids, because I will definitely break it. I'll either catch a door jam or something where I will break it. And I don't want that to happen.
I'm excited for you, man. Sleep is Android. That's the name of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like the ultimate for sleep apps. And I'm curious to see how it all works out for you.
Cool.
Good app, dude. And good presentation of the Pebble. Eric, what do you got for us?
Okay. I've got an app to teach your kids how to program on an Android. Mm. This is it's called Tinker, T-Y-N-K-E-R, Premium, Learn to Code. It's similar to the way it puts things together, like Scratch from MIT. I don't know if anybody's seen that before. It's kind of like a GUI-based way of programming where you plug things together in a, like a puzzle sort of, to make happen.
Is that what MIT App Inventor uses? It's like puzzle pieces.
Guess it is. I'll put a link to that in here too. But yeah, I've seen this before and I've used it before and I can't remember exactly what it was, but I think it looks a lot like Scratch.
Yeah, this is my speed for programming. Bring on the cartoons and graphics, man. I will learn faster that way.
Yeah. It makes it easy to understand, for one. You don't have to... Just the putting together of puzzle pieces to make something happen, just it makes a lot of sense
for programming.
And this has got a lot of fun animations for kids and keeps them really, you know, into it, I think. If you got a kid who's into it, who wants to learn or wants to develop something to make a, you know, it's good to have kids creating things rather than just consuming things all the time.
Big time. We need more creators on the planet. That's all I want to say. So
yeah, I haven't installed it yet. I just heard about it today and I looked at it a little bit. It looks like a great idea. I'm not sure what the age range. I'm guessing probably over 10 would probably be a good.
And if it was up to me, I would say 10 to 40. Because I want to use this.
Right, yeah. If I was going to do it, this would be the way I would do it too. Exactly.
Really awesome. But you haven't tried it yet?
No, it is not a free app. It's it's $4.99. So I haven't taken the plunge because I don't have an immediate use for it.
Right. It's a shame. I would love to see what you create with this. I want to see an Eric made app. Really bad.
It'd be nice to see Eric create anything, really. But
awesome, dude. Dor, what do you think about this? You love it?
Well, I love the idea of it. Absolutely. I mean, I'm eager to put this in front of my kids. I will say, though, there's been a recent controversy in the... it might have been the iOS, but I'm 99% sure it was the Google Play Store where they're going to change the policy, which is games labeled as free with in-app purchases will no longer be labeled as free.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, free will only be the absolutely free games. I would honestly prefer this didn't cost $4.99 and this had a download the app, try it for 2 days kind of thing, and then pay $5, just because $4.99 for 15 minutes trying it, I'm not going to really know if my...
Yeah. Good point. What about their dad?
Well, I don't need this. I can program.
The thing that
I can do if then else.
Right.
And the cases and stuff. But it, yeah, kids need to be pushed hard towards creating, whether that's a light push or a hard push or whatever. They need to be pushed in that direction, because if they don't, I mean, you want to put creation in the hands of people who can create. Not just who's out to, you know, make money off of it. It should be a love. It should be a passion thing.
Well, and that's why you should force it on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to make another bad joke. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, one thing about this game or this app called Tinker it doesn't you don't just throw it down in front of a kid and say, hey, start coding. Here's some Mountain Dew and get to work. It takes it as a game, you know. They're puzzles that where a kid has to figure out the puzzles, but he's actually programming without knowing he's doing it.
Ah.
So yeah, it says because there's over 200 puzzles included in 4 adventures. Then build your own game. So it eases them into it, which I think is really smart.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And then you'd be like, "Did you see? You just made a program. Isn't programming fun?"
Yep.
Cool app, dude. Hopefully Amazon app of the day one day.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You never know. All right. I don't have anything new on my phone. Nothing real interesting. So let's go back to Dor.
Okay. I did send a thing to you guys today in Voxer. And I'm sure that if you saw it, you had no idea what the hell was going on.
Yes, this is true.
No, I won, didn't I? Didn't you say there was a stupid test and I thought I got first place because I was the only one who answered it.
I'm mad because, first of all, let me just explain. Like, you sent this thing called, this is a stupid test. And you open it up and it's literally a graphic with a play button in the middle. And it's called the shoe test?
I think that's what I called it, yes.
And then
just a picture of me holding my phone down to my foot up in the air, taking a picture of my shoe.
Oh, that was your foot? I didn't know it was yours.
Yeah, it's my foot.
No, I'm luckily in the other Voxer, so I knew what it was, Dor, because I saw you share it with Liam. So I had already looked at the app, but I knew you were bringing it, so I didn't go any farther with that. But I knew what the stupid test was.
Right. And it was a picture of my shoe. And now what happened is you would hit the play button. You would hear my audio and you would see basically like an animated GIF of what happened, where you can actually annotate, highlight, color, draw circles, stuff like that on the screen at the same time. So they saw this, they hit the play button. A red circle was drawn around my shoe and basically just my voice saying, "This is my shoe."
I didn't hear the voice.
You have to wait a second because it's voice activated. It doesn't record the whole time. It only records when it hears a high enough level. Mm. Okay. We got too far. Okay. You would pronounce this, I think, Clara Sketch.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. C-L-A-R-I-S-K-E-T-C-H. Okay. The easiest way I can describe this is how you can convey audio message from your phone to anybody on any phone or full desktop via web page. What happens is you can take a picture, you can use an existing picture, or you can use a like image drawing kind of thing, or you can just start with a custom thing. You get your basic drawing type tools with different colors, different techniques, and it can record your voice when you're talking as you're drawing the things. So you can literally walk people through multi-step things, highlighting certain areas, pointing to other areas, and explaining like flow charts even if you want. And then you hit share. And the animated GIF of what happened and the audio gets uploaded to their servers. And then you get a URL. So you can send that URL to anyone on a desktop or a mobile phone. So it's a way to convey audibly via your voice with the help of imagery to someone that doesn't have Voxer.
Uh-huh. They're a really cool app. I mean, the possibilities are endless with this thing, to be honest.
Yeah, I like your use case even better than some of the ones in the examples, you know, where you could take a picture and say, "See that little dot right there? That was a cow," and circle it. Even though it's too small to see in your crappy camera phone picture, but you could tell someone, "Hey, I saw a cow today."
Yeah, and to be quite honest, that was the kind of example I was honestly thinking. I'm on vacation. I can take a picture, and then as I'm talking, circle and say, "See this right here? My son's in that thing right now. Isn't he crazy?" You know what I mean? And you can see the big like picture of everything going on.
Wow.
I can see this being a very friendly app, and by that I can see a lot of friends sending communications back and forth, because I know on certain mobile carriers you can send pictures or stacks of pictures with accompanied audio, but you're locked into that carrier and text messaging and stuff like that. This is a more universal method of doing it.
And okay, so it's free to, and they give you a URL for free and everything. Is there a time limit on your audio, do you know?
I'm going to say there has to be, but I am not aware. I will say I didn't like the fact that it only recorded when you said something. So if you said something and paused a second, it seemed like it literally didn't record your audio. So I was kind of scared about what was going to come out the other end.
Yeah, you'd think a Voxer type button would be so smart for something like that.
Well, I guess they're trying to conserve bandwidth and stuff, and they didn't want to record all the audio only when, you know, there was noise.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense for that too. Killer, dude. I love it. Eric, back to you.
Okay. My next app, earlier, before the show started, I showed you guys a picture of myself, distorted as, a la like something you might've done back with Microsoft, Paint. Microsoft used to have a tool. Anyway, this is called Facetune. It's a good app for taking selfies and then enhancing yourself so you look a lot better than you actually do.
Enhancing your selfie?
Yeah, enhancing your selfie before you post it from the club. But or you can just totally take a picture of anybody and distort the crap out of it and make it look really funny or silly, you know. And It's got a lot of great tools. One of the best features is whitening, where you can whiten your teeth and eyes, which is important in a good selfie.
Yeah, I'm watching the video now. It looks pretty awesome. What does it do? A little analysis and then bam, white teeth.
Yeah. Eric, I'll just say you had me at selfie.
Yeah, this might be more important to some other people. But yeah, it's got like the pinch and twist and stuff, and you can make yourself look skinny. It's got a lot of, you can change the background, smoothness, details, reshape. Reshape is, you know, the one I would always use. It's the funnest one.
Wow. They made this girl look beautiful in the video. She wasn't that sharp looking in the beginning.
But it's full of different settings and tweaks of your face. It's not a free app. I think I paid $3 for it.
Really?
Right. I'm at $199, $299, something like that. But I figured it's going to be fun enough. I'll keep this one.
It looks like in a lot of the screenshots, they're taking out a lot of facial blemishes and freckles. Yeah, freckles and
dry skin, oily skin, everything.
Yeah. Zoom, right?
I need this app. I don't have no problem saying this either. I said in previous episodes, I'm a man and I have no problem admitting certain stuff. Like I freaked my phone. I could personally benefit from this app. The problem is then when someone meets me, they then know I'm lying.
I could benefit from it too. Well,
you could just be having a bad day the day they met you. Like you woke up wrong or something, you know.
You'd have to apologize every time you see them. You'd be like, yeah, man, another bad morning.
Yeah, I used to look like that when I had the Pebble. I sold it off on Swap, and now I ain't gonna, you know, I get up at the wrong time and I feel like this.
That's cool. All right, Facetune. Very cool, Eric. What do you cover? 4 apps today? That's a nice amount. Why don't we wrap up today's show, folks? Dory, you have anything to say to the folks before we end off?
Thanks, everybody, for their support. Podnuts.com/Amazon is so easy. So easy. You can even do it if you choose not to use Swappa when you buy your personal electronics.
Ah, use Amazon. It's much better. Cool. That link, it supports more than you know. Let's put it that way. Really, really does. Eric, what do you have to say to the folks before we end off?
I use the Amazon Podnuts app or Podnuts link just for an electronics device this week myself. Not as cool as yours, but I got a drone that I'm playing with. $70 drone, man, with a camera built into it. So there you go. Enjoy that one.
That is a great price. It comes with the remote and everything, or you use your phone?
No, it comes with the remote. Yep.
Damn, son. That's pretty awesome. Can't wait to see what Eric does with the drone or the camera. Guess we'll find out. Alrighty. And my name is Steve Cherubino. You can check out my latest project at theproducer.club. Yes, I have a .club domain name, and I'm quite proud of it. It's cool. Forget .coms. I used to be like, oh, you really should get .com, because people still go by .com. I don't care anymore. They're all taken. Who cares? I'm getting a .club. I'm proud of it. And the site is, you know, how professional electronic musicians make their music. I interview these guys. I find the biggest names I can that will talk to me. And I say, let's talk about how you make music. And we do. It's a ton of fun. I interviewed a Grammy-nominated producer the other day named Stonebridge. The coolest guy in the world, man. So cool. So cool. That's the latest show that's posted. So check it out. And I think you'll like it. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you later.